Recording with the family in mind, 3, 2, 1. The financial future of women is changing. With the family in mind, I'm Valerie Coleman Morris. Women are making big moves when it comes to managing their money these days, even as we're attempting to recover from the deep recession. As more and more women are successful in life and many are no longer dependent on a husband or partner for financial security, investing wisely is an important goal. Financial planning is especially critical for women, given the average age they become widowed in the United States. It's 55 years and a few months. And those marriages that don't end in death often end in divorce. For women who are single, the worry about job loss and other potentially devastating situations makes having a financial, solid financial foundation the key to weathering hard times alone. Statistics also show why women need to take charge of their money. 47% of women over the age of 50 are single. Women's retirement income is less than men's because women are the primary caretakers and are away from work more than 14 and a half years compared to about 1.5 years for men. I'm talking about when giving care to other family members. In the first year after a divorce, a woman's standard of living drops 73%. 80% of widows now living in poverty were not poor prior to the death of their husband. Approximately 7 out of 10 women will, at some time, live in poverty. And 90% of all women will have sole responsibility for their finances within their lifetime. Yet 79% of all women have not planned for this. It should be your resolution to make an appointment with a certified financial planner so that you can be sure your financial engine is on the right track. I'm Valerie Coleman Morris with The Family in Mind.